And U.S. stocks are bouncing back after the Dow Jones plunged more than 320 points yesterday, the worst day in more than 7 months. The S&P 500 also opened higher today after ending yesterday down nearly 6% from a recent high. So what is up with the ups and downs? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us. And Jason, your opinion. First of all, how big a deal was that drop yesterday?
How big a deal was it? Well, we'll put some context on this. U.S. markets saw their worst slump in more than 6 months on Monday. So we're pretty much back to where we were in mid-October. After that, we got all those huge gains at the end of the year. Those are gone even after today, the slight rebound. This rebound coming after, you know, the market really getting clobbered at the end of January. A little bit more context even. According to the chief economist at J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow dropped this is the fourth time in the past 20 years that it dropped more than 5 points. Mm-hmm. So it's been very significant what's been going on in the markets.
Well, we know it doesn't travel in a straight line, then it goes up and down and up and down. But yesterday, a huge drop. And we're hearing it might have been the gloomy report on manufacturing, factory orders off, or China's slowing growth. Weigh in. What else do you think should be on that list or off the list?
Well, I think you're correct. I think generally speaking, analysts say that there are a lot of jitters out there about the global growth. And we're seeing what's happening in Japan, where the Nikkei stock average fell 4.2%. It's now 14% lower than it was a year ago. And also news from China that has been troubling to investors. Now, investors, it seems, are waiting to find out how the job data turns out after those really disappointing manufacturing numbers that you just mentioned. That was what really prompted that sell-off on Monday.
Well, and tell us more about that. What is the mood right now? When do those numbers come out? Usually end of the week. So what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, what's going on is that, you know, the unemployment numbers have been going down very modestly, and the Federal Reserve keeps a very close eye on those, of course, to decide its policy. And the Federal Reserve has decided to taper back its stimulus into the economy. And for now, and there's also news that one of the Fed governors is saying that, you know, we're not going to raise interest rates. But, you know, investors in general want to see how the surest sign to investors right now is how the unemployment figures pan out. And that could bolster stocks and correct some of what happened on Monday.
Well, Jason, while we have you, we have to ask you about a company whose stock did go up today. Microsoft announced its new CEO, Satya Nadella, and its shares rose about 8% on that news. Why? What do we know about this guy?
Well, we know he's a company veteran. He's actually the third chief executive in the company's nearly 40 years in operation. One of the big activist investors that's been, you know, keeping an eye on the company and weighing in on things, Value at Capital, says that he's clearly the best choice to lead the company. So that's nice when you've got the support of an activist investment group. He's been leading the Microsoft division that makes the technology that runs the corporate computer servers, the back-end technology, and that's where the money really is at Microsoft. Two-thirds of it is in enterprise support. So we're talking about a big, profitable company, but that's also missed some big growth areas. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, where's your Microsoft phone? You don't have one.
Right. Well, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates also stepped down as chair of the board. He's going to take on the role of technology advisor once his term expires. So movement today at Microsoft. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.